This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
Well, Ashley, as we talked about last week, there's no Wednesday audiences during this month of July, but the Holy Father is always in the news. What is going on with Pope Francis?
Well, John, one of the things that is being talked about quite a bit is an interview that the Holy Father did a couple of days ago with two Mexican journalists from Televisa Univision's Service 19. And there were some very hot topics that were discussed during that time. And one of them was, of course, the rumors that have been in circulation in recent weeks that the Pope would resign from the Petrine ministry. And so Pope Francis commented to that, saying, "For the record, I have no intention of resigning, not for the moment." So that was his quote. He said that at the moment, he doesn't feel that the Lord is asking this of him, but that if he felt the Lord were to ask it, then yes, he would resign. Many people, of course, have been pointing to the Pope's upcoming pilgrimage to L'Aquila in August, John. And so, of course, at the end of August, there will be a consistory of new cardinals that's hosted here at the Vatican, where new cardinals are made or elevated. And during that consistory, he will be taking a little side trip there to L'Aquila in Abruzzo, which is the place where the tomb of Pope St. Celestine V is, who, of course, resigned in the 13th century. So he was the last pope to resign before Pope Benedict XVI did in 2013. So many people are saying, well, the timing is quite particular right there in the middle of the consistory that he will go to L'Aquila. But Pope Francis calls it a coincidence. And he says that if he should choose to resign, he would look to Pope Benedict XVI and his example. He called it a great example set by the Pope. And he said that that example will help him make his own decision should the time come. And he spoke of his great appreciation for Pope Benedict XVI, saying that he is sustaining the church with his goodness and his retreat of prayer. And he also noted that every time he visits Pope Emeritus Benedict there at the Mater Ecclesiae Monastery there in Vatican Gardens, it brings him joy. He also said that if he did resign, he wouldn't return to Argentina. He would stay in Rome. He would live at St. John Lateran, and that he would dedicate himself as an apostolate to hearing confessions and visiting the sick, John.
Sounds like the Holy Father has too much going on to be resigning these days. Real quick, did you hear any reaction to Pope Francis naming three women to the Vatican's dicastery for bishops?
It's interesting because, of course, that's being talked a lot about right now. People are trying to understand exactly what this is going to mean and how this will look. It's a landmark moment for sure. Usually it has been bishops themselves and priests who have been involved in this decision. And it was only under the pontificate of Pope Francis himself that he, as Pope, has gotten involved in the process, where typically popes in the past have left it mostly to that congregation to handle. So we will see really what the church has to say on this.
And one other note, the Holy Father recently spoke about President Biden, calling it an incoherence that President Joe Biden, who is a Catholic, is in favor of legal abortion.
Yeah, it was actually part of that same interview that I mentioned before, and he spoke about that and a few other topics. He said that if you look to science, it's obvious that that this is a human life. The Pope talked about how a month after conception, the DNA is there, the organs are aligned. He said there is human life. And then he asked the rhetorical question, is it just to eliminate a human life? And so he said that that Joe Biden should speak to his own pastor. He said the Pope said that he leaves it to Biden's conscience, and that Biden should speak to his pastor about that incoherence of stance that he holds.
And Ashley, any news on Pope Francis and Kyiv?
Yes. In fact, he was asked if he will be visiting Kyiv. To give you a little reminder, too, you may remember that the Pope has had to cancel his recent trip to the Congo because of the issues that he's been having with his knee. And he again affirmed that it was good that that trip was canceled because he wasn't strong enough to handle it. Although, in the 20 days since then, he has been becoming stronger and stronger, and progress has been made. Now he's preparing for his trip to Canada from July 24th to 30th. But when asked if he might visit Kyiv, he's our foreign minister of the Vatican, Monsignor Gallagher, said that yes, that will happen, although don't know when. The timing, et cetera, hasn't been revealed yet. But in the meantime, a video that came out a couple of days ago showing the Pope visiting a community of Jesuits in Rome, he is seen walking. He has a cane. He is walking with difficulty. It does look very pained, but sure enough, that is showing what seems like positive progress in the right direction, which will make these trips possible, John.
And of course, we continue to pray for Pope Francis. Any update on the fires that we talked about in Rome last week?
Yes, in fact. So it's interesting because there have been lots of images that have gone out of big, thick, black clouds of smoke over the city of Rome. And so this is indeed, there has been a series of fires since the middle of June, and we've had hot temperatures. We've had a very dry summer. But since we last spoke, John, it has been determined that at least some of these fires are the result of arson, and it's all under investigation. So they, at this point, the fires have consumed several car scrap yards as well as a major waste treatment plant. And what they've discovered is that in almost all the fires, the waste supply chain has been involved. So the speculation now is that the mafia is involved in an attempt to intimidate Rome's mayor to stop plans to build an incinerator to tackle Rome's trash crisis. The incinerator would manage to eliminate about 600,000 tons of trash per year. And according to our mayor, this incineration plant would mean that Rome could stop squandering resources, sending its waste around Italy, around Europe, and become what he calls a clean place. So, as a result of this, investigations are going on. And yes, in different parts of the city, there have been clouds of thick black smoke. And it doesn't help that we're getting another heat wave coming in tomorrow. Temperatures are going to be as high as 107 in places like Sardinia and Sicily. So we're gearing up. We've got our sun hats, our water bottles, and we're ready for it, John.
Which explains why there's no papal Wednesday audience out in St. Peter's Square in that unbelievable heat.
You got it.
Ashley, I know this upcoming weekend on Saturday, it's the Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. How is Our Lady of Mount Carmel going to be celebrated in Roma and across Italy?
Yes. Well, there was a very special celebration that already happened in anticipation of the feast. It was put on by the confraternity at the Church of Santa Maria in Traspontina, which is right next to St. Peter's Basilica. It's actually on that long street that leads to St. Peter's. And so they have a gorgeous statue of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And imagine that this beautiful statue was processed all around that long street, all in front of St. Peter's, and it was just an absolutely gorgeous sight to see. Now, in the meantime, today starts a 2-week festival in honor of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, and this particular one is celebrated in a neighborhood called Trastevere, and it's called the Noantri Festival. Now, if we translate that, it literally means the festival of us others. So the people of Trastevere, the residents of that area, are sort of categorizing themselves as us, as opposed to you others who live in other neighborhoods of Rome. So it's the special festival of Trastevere. And the origins go all the way back to 1535. And what happened is that there was a big storm one night, and the next day, fishermen going along the Tiber River discovered a statue of the Virgin Mary. She had been carved out of cedar wood, and they found it there in the river at the mouth of the Tiber. So since then, she has been called Madonna Fiumarola, so Our Lady of the River. And it was donated then to the Carmelites and eventually found a home at the Church of St. Agatha, in other words, there in Trastevere. And so each year, according to tradition, John, the statue leaves its home from the Church of St. Agatha. Oh, this happens only once a year, and it will happen this year on the 16th itself, on the Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And there's a beautiful procession with a band and people walking through the streets of Trastevere. And one of the things, though, that I'm already thinking about is the special band that accompanies this festival. They actually run as they play, and they wear these wool, hats. So I'm already thinking of them in the heat, but it's quite a sight to see. But the grand finale, John, will be on the 24th. And this is to return Our Lady to her home at the Church of St. Agatha. They will actually do it via a procession on the Tiber River. And so, sure enough, the beautiful statue of Our Lady. And then imagine that she is dressed, she's bejeweled and bedazzled with all kinds of beautiful, sparkling things to honor her. And she's placed into this little boat, and people line up and down the banks of the Tiber, singing Ave Maria. And of course, shouting the words Ave Maria as she passes. It's quite a wonderful experience to behold in celebration of Our Lady of Mount Carmel.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Narona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.